State of the Union address is happening Tuesday evening, a week later than planned. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The spectacle is the kind of thing on which President Trump thrives, but he was forced to delay the speech in a power play with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over the government shutdown. Political analyst David Barker says this is the president's chance to go on the offensive and settle any shutdown-related doubts among supporters.
I'm still strong. I'm still in charge here.
With the grand backdrop of the House chamber and the nation's most powerful officials hanging on every word, Lara Brown at George Washington University says no matter what happens tonight,
to him, whatever comes out of this is a win to him.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A French prosecutor suspects a resident of an apartment building in Paris is responsible for setting the building on fire early Tuesday, the blaze killing at least 8 people and injuring at least 30 others. Paris prosecutor Remy Hetz said a woman has been detained in the initial investigation into the fire that burned the building in the 16th district.
Donc avec les éléments dont nous disposons, c'est la thèse.
Hetz says, at this time and with the elements at our disposal, a criminal act is the favored hypothesis, and one person has been arrested, a person that lives in the building. He went on to say that the suspect was arrested overnight, not far from the scene. Authorities say many of the survivors escaped through windows as firefighters continued to extinguish the blaze. The special U.S. envoy for North Korea will travel to Pyongyang this week to finalize plans for the upcoming second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. The Taliban have killed at least 21 people in their latest attacks in Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles Daly.